You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. Now I want to bring in California Republican Party Chairwoman Corinne Rankin. Thank you for taking the time, Chairwoman.
Thank you for having me.
So the California GOP failed to reach a consensus at the annual convention to endorse a candidate for governor. The president, President Trump, endorsed Steve Hilton. However, Sheriff Chad Bianco received more votes of delegates in California at the convention. What does that say about the attitudes and the views of the state party?
Well, the votes at the convention were pretty much evenly split. Chad did receive about maybe 40-ish more votes than Steve. So it wasn't a landslide either way. What it says about where the party is, you know, Chad has a huge amount of support in Riverside. He's been the sheriff of Riverside County. I don't even know how long, as long as I can remember almost. And, you know, he just has a really loyal following. So, you know, our convention was in San Diego, and location plays a factor. People just get in their cars and they drive over to San Diego and they cast their vote.
Do you think that by not endorsing a candidate, I mean, the Democratic Party didn't endorse one too for their candidates, that it helped or it contributed to indecision among Republican voters or voters who want to vote for a Republican, not having the backing and the weight of your party behind a candidate?
Absolutely. I was really hoping to come out of the convention with an endorsement. But I did. I knew because I, you know, I have a really good pulse on our delegates and I know them all personally and I know who's voting for who and I can do the calculation, the math in my head. And I knew it was going to be a real challenge to come out of that convention with one person getting 2/3 of the vote.
Right now, most of the nonpartisan polls show Hilton in one of the top two spots. Some can be like a close tie between maybe Hilton and Steyer, and then you have Democrat Javier Becerra as well. It's a close contest at this point, and it is election day, of course. What is the concern level that Republicans could be locked out of the general?
I would say it's probably a low percentage of concern. You know, every poll we've seen has Steve in the top spot or the second spot. I believe there was one poll that came out that had Steve in third place. But overall, Steve's been trending in the top spot for, you know, over a year. Even back to when, you know, it was the top two Republicans were polling the top two. Steve was always at the top of those polls.
Republican voter turnout so far is higher than Democrats leading into Election Day. 25% of ballots returned compared to 21% for Democrats, and that's according to Political Data, Inc. How do you feel about those numbers?
It feels really good to see Republicans coming out, turning in their ballots early. You know, during the redistricting, our redistricting efforts, we put a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of money and a lot of energy into encouraging Republicans to turn in their ballots, encouraging Republicans to vote. And, you know, it was just such a funny thing that it came on people all of a sudden. It was unexpected. And, you know, they didn't show up. And so, you know, we're thinking that because of those efforts that happened in Prop 50, people are, you know, Republicans are sort of more aware this time around. And, you know, we're seeing a difference in the way they, you know, showed up for Prop 50 and the way they're showing up now.
When it comes to the other races, I mean, how is the California Republican Party adjusting to the new congressional districts that were drawn under voter-approved Prop 50? I mean, the whole goal of that was to secure more Democratic seats in Congress.
Yeah, I mean, that you hit the nail on the head. That was the goal. They wanted to secure more Democratic seats. And, you know, that's what happened. However, on our side, you know, some of those seats are still winnable for us. Like, they do get a little bit tighter and a little bit more challenging, but they're not out of reach. So we're going to, you know, work really hard to reach out to voters in those districts, message to voters on local issues, Meet voters where they're at and get them to turn out to vote. I mean, when we look at Congressman David Valadao, who is in a D plus 17 district, and he's a Republican who wins time and time again. And that's the highest Democrat registration district in the entire country. And it's right here in California. So it's not like we haven't done it before.
Yeah, I mean, and it's important. Polling is just a snapshot, right? And it depends who sponsors the poll, when the poll is conducted, what the methodology is behind the poll. It's simply like a tool to help give a snapshot. One Republican in California, Republican Kevin Kiley, he did switch his party affiliation. He's running as no party preference. I guess how does the California Republican Party respond to that? He is running in Congressional District 6.
I wish Kevin would have stayed a Republican. I think that the type of person he is, his personality, that he is a Republican at his core. And I think he would have done well even with an R behind his name. But if that's something that he felt he needed to do, then I wish he wouldn't have, but it's his decision.
Do you think that will hurt him in this primary and potentially the general if he does advance to a top two? Oh, the fact of not being a Republican, of being no party preference.
I think that's to be determined.
Back in the last election in 2024, the California GOP, you managed to flip a few seats in the state legislature, one in the Senate, two in the Assembly. Do you think you can hold on to them this year?
Oh, we're gonna work like heck to do it. Let's just take Assembly Member Jeff Gonzalez, for example. He is just such a shining example, both him and Leticia Castillo. Jeff, in his district, he has Democrats for Jeff Gonzalez. So it's things like that that are just district specific that we believe we're gonna hold them. The people in that district, they love Jeff. They think Assemblywoman Leticia Castillo is doing a great job. And it just goes to show that when you show up for the people and you take care of the people in your district, then they'll send you back.
Finally, President Trump has had a declining approval rating nationally, and California is a heavily Democratic state. I'm just curious, how does the state GOP respond to that? What is the strategy moving forward? Is this a party in California defined by Trump? Where might there be some differences or distinctions?
For us, we've always defined ourselves as Californians first and Republicans second. So we make a really clear distinction that we're California Republicans. I mean, if you go to our website, cagop.org, you will see that our logo is the California Bear because that's who we are. We're focused on California, on the issues that affect Californians, and that's where we begin and end.
Chairwoman Rankin, thank you so much for the time. It's a busy day.
Thank you.
That is Corinne Rankin, the chairwoman of the California Republican Party. We've been checking in with the chairs of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, and how they've been navigating this election year so far. Still ahead, we are going to take a break from voting just in time to celebrate the spring harvest with a Fairfield olive oil maker. It's Lavender and Strawberry Weekend at Il Fiorello. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.